Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guests this week, Cassie Jeans and Miranda Sophia. Felicity was talking to you in the first half about how to surrender and so on, and I'm curious, what do you have once you've surrendered? What do you find?
Yeah, I think that there isn't an answer to that, and I think that that is the journey that is the invitation for each person to take, is, and that's kind of the unanswerable question. For me, the journey has been asking that question and see what comes up, see who I find, see who I am below all of those internalized stories and traumas and cultural expectations. And I'm still finding her, I'm still getting to know her, and I anticipate that I will until I take my last breath.
Mm-hmm. No, I can totally agree with that on many layers. I know that when I did start to recognize that I had to start to allow things to be as they were, and that I really had to, you know, for me, surrender was so wrapped into self-forgiveness. It really, I don't know why it was so intertwined. I think because I thought I could, you know, force things to happen. I think I thought I could, you know, make people like me. I think I thought I could, you know, recreate my identity and everything would be okay. And what I had to really find through that process of surrendering is that I was enough, that me, like just me being me was enough, and I didn't need to put on any more layers of perfectionism or anything like that, that I could be wholly myself. And within that, I found within me that there was this incredible curiosity. This curiosity of like, okay, well, if I'm enough, then what else, you know, could there be for me? What other opportunities am I actually denying myself right now just because I'm so focused on something outside of myself? Mm. So, yeah, it was really nice actually to feel that coming home and recognizing like, oh, I'm here now and this is 100% okay.
Great. Mm. Hmm. So you've told us how powerful surrender can be. Why do we have to struggle to reach there? Why isn't it easier?
I think we're not taught it. Yeah, it was the first thing that came to mind, is I don't actually think we are given the tools necessarily. I know 100% for sure, the school system, bless their heart, nor are they responsible to teach our children, including myself at a young age. The idea and that concept of surrender, it's not something natural. It's not something that we are naturally even passed down to. I think about my beautiful, incredible parents who I adore beyond belief. You know, surrender, I don't recall this word ever even being talked about in our household and that kind of stuff, right? So I think it's just a lack of awareness, a lack of knowledge around it. And because we are coming into this incredible era for women, and we've been doing this for a lot of years, giving ourselves a voice, giving ourselves a platform, allowing ourselves to speak, all of these things, not being held down, held back by all sorts of different patriarchal societies, etc. It's nice to finally be able to recognize that we are emotional. And with being emotional, there comes a lot of series of events that happen in order for us to be to recognize that that emotion is powerful.
I look at everything through the lens of healing from trauma and from the nervous system perspective. And through our system, we create these ways of holding, these ways of being, these masks, these patterns, these programs, as a way of keeping ourselves safe from a really survival biological place. And, you know, I think that often we think of safety as only from a physical perspective, but there is such thing as emotional safety as well, and there's such thing as spiritual safety as well. And for myself, emotional safety is not something that I have ever had. In order to surrender, there has to be some level of trust and safety in order to let go, or else it actually can be re-traumatizing. Mm. So that's why, you know, I don't believe telling people to let go and surrender in and itself is enough. I think there has to be some level of support, some level of safety, some level of building up a foundation that we can land on when we do surrender and let go. And it's happening in the world that I'm in and surrounded by, the communities that I'm surrounded by, it's happening, and people are becoming more aware. People are willing to feel the uncomfortable feelings because that's what it involves. But with the uncomfortable feelings, we also learn how to feel the really good feelings. Because as, you know, if you're familiar with Brené Brown's work, as she says, you can't selectively numb pain, you also numb joy. You can't just numb one emotion, you numb them all. And I think that's what we've done as a collective, and it's disconnected all of us from ourselves, from our hearts, from the earth, from a greater power than us, and from each other. And this, to me, is like the work to heal us all and bring us back together.
Cool. Presumably, although surrender is different for everybody, and the end product is different, is it always a silver lining? Is it always positive?
I fully believe in the goodness of human beings. And the thing that is keeping us from our goodness is all of these things that we're holding on to, these stories, these beliefs, these wounds and these traumas. And I believe that when we are in alignment, when we have healed, when we've come back to our hearts and to each other, that I don't think we're going from like being in a bad place to being in a good place. To me, what it to be human is to be able to pendulate between the two. To go up the hill and to go down the hill, and then to go back up the hill and go back down the hill, rather than trying to hold on into certain places and being stuck in certain places. We're still going to feel it all. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if we want to feel the joy, we have to be able to feel the pain as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that description of the hill, of going, you know, up the hill and down the hill sometimes. And I think what's happening is you're all of a sudden, you've got all these extra tools. So instead of going down the hill with self-judgment, like rolling over top of you the entire time, you're going down the hill and there's grace and there's love and there's an acceptance of like the fact that this is just the journey right now. When you're going up the hill, the same grace blankets you, the same love. There is so much gratitude that ends up pouring into your life from that experience that it's almost like you get to this place of, okay, so no matter what, come what may, I will practice the art of self-love. I will literally practice this because this is the foundation which I've recreated my life. I've recreated my belief systems. I recognize I don't actually have to hold on to every little thing, minor or major, that happened or that I participated in, and I can choose a way of living that celebrates the freedom that we actually all have. And I think we get to this point where we recognize that freedom really dwells with inside of us, and it's so connected to our emotions. And like Miranda was saying, when we are like allowed to feel the emotions, then we can journey with them and not be so afraid of what the outcome is.
Okay, I'm hearing a bit of a paradox here, which is interesting. Your journey and your struggle is towards self-acceptance and love. But you're telling me that in so doing, you actually end up more connected to everybody else rather than turned in. So there's a paradox. Would you want to speak to that?
Oh, it feels like a good place to be. It does. It feels like a really good place to start rumbling and to start actually getting into whatever it is that has caused the friction, whatever it is that has caused the disconnection. And, you know, like, we can use the words like utopia and things like that. I use that word not with a connection necessarily, thinking that within, like, this lifetime that is going to happen. But I do think that when we can access a peace from within ourselves, I do believe that that does start to get reflected back out into our world.
Yeah. Great. Well, are you going to read this time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you reading, Miranda?
So I'm reading a piece of my chapter from Her Art of Surrender. My chapter is called The Reconciliation, My Journey Home. And I'm starting kind of right in the middle of it here. To avoid what was truly desiring to be acknowledged within me, I numbed out and I built up my wall of defense with food and other forms of self-sabotage. I compensated for what I felt were neurotic tendencies, for striving for perfection in all I did and was, molding myself to fit in, measuring my success as a good person by how many people liked me, how high my grades were, if I was the captain of the team and the president of the club, if my hair and makeup were perfect, if my body was fit enough. The list goes on. I just wanted to be seen. I just wanted to be heard. I just wanted to be loved. I just wanted to belong. but I hid this truth not only from the world, but from myself. Somewhere deep down, I believed there was something wrong with me for even desiring these basic rights.
Well, we're running out of time. Thanks very much for joining us today and for telling us all about the art of surrender. We've been talking with Cassie Jeans and Miranda Sophia, and their new book, well, it's a book of many authors actually, but put together by these ladies, called Her Art of Surrender. Now, where can listeners buy this book?
Oh, we would love it if you would go to the GBR site and use goldenbrickroad.pub. If you would order it from the actual publishing site, that would be the best thing that you could do, because it actually supports the authors directly as well as the company.
And okay, so let's just say that again. So the GBR...
So goldenbrickroad.pub.
.pub, okay.
Yes.
And we also have some local events happening, and you can get them from us personally as well.
Absolutely.
Do you have a Facebook page? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or our websites. Mine is mirandasophia.com, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/mirandasophiaembody.
And mine is cassiejeans.com. That's my website. You can contact me through there. And then I'm on Facebook at Cassie Jeans for Facebook. You'll be able to find me that way as well. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you'd like to connect with us here at the program, please go to our website, wordonthehills.com, and leave your query or message there. If you've missed a program or would like to listen to one again, you'll find all the programs archived at the site. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us again next week for another program right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.